The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
That's getting old, Todd. Hey, Albin.
Yeah.
Are you dizzy?
I'm a little dizzy. My wife says I'm not drinking enough water, so I may be drinking a lot more water today.
So you think water and dizziness are related somehow?
She does. And if she says it, I go.
Your wife seems to know a lot that just ain't
water
so.
Water cures all.
All right. Let me. We've got to announce that. First of all, we just talked to Ugo Jacomet.
Ugo
is a new friend. He's spectacular. Tomorrow, we're going to continue our conversation with Ugo on style and fashion for men, something that I take very seriously, and I want to help people understand it. And Ugo is the kind of guy that can help us do that.
Ugo.
This week, in a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking to Lori McCreary, who is a Hollywood producer who's a Christian. And I find it fascinating that somebody who's serious about her faith has waited for decades now. She's been in the world of Hollywood, and she's a producing partner with Morgan Freeman, and they're doing all this stuff. So we're going to have her on in a couple seconds. But before we get to her, I want to announce a few things.
We've
got a few things to announce. First of all, tomorrow we're playing part two of Ugo. I said that. We're also going to start a conversation with my friend Vishal Mangalwadi. Vishal Mangalwadi has written many books. He's a genius. He is fascinating. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking to him about the influence of the Bible in history. Trust me, folks, the book, the interview, whenever you're talking to Vishal Mangalwadi, and maybe we'll keep him on until Thursday. We might get a longer interview with him. We also have Peter Hitchens, Peter Hitchens. That's going to be Thursday. Peter Hitchens is great this week. I'm just telling you what you have to look forward to this week. On Friday, we're talking to my friend Alan Wolf. Alan Wolf and I have been friends for like close to 30 years. He's a filmmaker.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a film coming out right now. Actually, it's kind of cool. You can get involved in working with him on that. And then we're going to be talking to our friend Linda Smith about child sex trafficking. There's all kinds of stuff to look forward to this week.
A lot of different subjects.
Also, I am tonight speaking in Birmingham, Alabama. Mm. If people want to know where I am, all you have to do is go to ericmetaxas.com. You click on speaking, and it tells you where I'm going to be. Albin, next week, you and I are going to be in Anaheim, California.
NRB.
We're going to be at the National Religious Broadcasters. Now, anybody can go to that, and they can meet us. They can kind of come up to the desk and kind of, you know, kind of intimidate us while we're on the program.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to stop you, folks.
They have that one of those, like, dog, what do you call it? If you come too close, you get zapped.
No, they don't have that anymore.
Dog fences in.
No, that was unconstitutional. They got rid of that.
Oh.
But Obama also did that. I just want to say.
Constitution.
But seriously, we're going to be in Anaheim, broadcasting from Anaheim next week, California.
Yes, we will.
In the meantime, I am flying to Dallas, Texas. This weekend, I'm speaking at Pastor Robert Jeffress's church. I love that guy. You've seen him on Fox News. He's like Take No Prisoners.
He's been here, too.
Well, yeah. Of course. We've had him on. But he's letting me preach from his pulpit this Sunday twice in Dallas. Then I'm going to Houston, and I actually forgot what I'm doing in Houston. I'm speaking at an event. Anyway, if you want to find out what I'm doing.
Yeah, and if you want to find out.
If I want to find out, I have to go to ericmetaxas.com and check it out. I also want to talk about MyPillow. The sponsor, one of the main sponsors of this program is Mike Lindell, right, with
yes.
MyPillow. But I want to tell all my listeners that you've got to tell your friends, if you order from MyPillow, okay, folks, you have to tell your friends, if you don't put in Eric or Metaxas, you do not get my discount, okay? So tell your friends, it doesn't matter if they listen to the program. If they put in Eric or Metaxas, they get my discount, okay? And my discount is, of course, preferable to whatever other pseudo discounts you might get from watching TV or something like that. So when you go to MyPillow.com, now they're offering all kinds of stuff there. They
yes.
even have art pillows. You know they're going to have a Donald Drains the Swamp pillow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you haven't checked it out recently, he's added all kinds of stuff. I don't know if he's going to become the new Amazon that you're going to buy everything from MyPillow.com.
Something like that.
But if you go to MyPillow.com and you use the code Eric or Metaxas, not only can you get a good night's sleep, but you can get a huge discount if you put in Metaxas or Eric as the code. Now, Albin, I was in Danbury, Connecticut this weekend with my folks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my father, he's 91 and a half, and he still bungee jumps. Actually, you know what? That's not true. He never bungee jumped. So what I meant to say was he still doesn't bungee jump at 91 and a half years young.
Got to put that on the bucket list.
But my father was saying he doesn't have a MyPillow. And I said, Dad, they sponsor my program. I'm going to get you a MyPillow. Because he said that he agrees with the theory. When he's watched the commercials, he says that spoke to him. Like it makes sense for, you know, the way he sleeps. So I know there are lots of people out there. If you're thinking of getting it, you know, now's a good time. Because if you put in Eric or Metaxas, you get the super duper Eric Metaxas show discount, right? And we were talking on this program, MyPillow, we officially declared it the pillow of Rip Van Winkle.
That's right.
Because Rip Van Winkle knew how to sleep.
He did.
And that was without a MyPillow.
And I'm from the town of Rip Van Winkle. I'm from Tarrytown.
Yeah.
So there you go.
And so,
if you put in Eric's dad, you got to put in Eric or Metaxas.
Eric or Metaxas.
Dad, I would like to say.
Well, dad's surname is still Metaxas.
Well, there you go. So you did it. You did it.
And we've got, but before we talk to Laurie McCreary, I also want to say food for the poor. We have raised, we're getting to near to raising our goal. So if you haven't yet given, now's the chance to put us over. You have to go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner. There's so many people who've given. I want to say thank you to you for doing the right thing. In America, we all believe in this idea that you give back.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us can afford to give back something. We've been blessed. First of all, why do we even get to live in America? That, you know, that this is a gift from God to us, that we have this freedom. We need to use our freedom, economic freedom, religious freedom, to help those that don't have freedom, to help them get freedom. I want to ask you, please go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner for food for the poor. Give anything you can. If you can give $10 or $20, trust me, folks, that goes a long way in a place like Haiti.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot of listener mail, Albin. Do we have time? We have time to read a little bit of listener mail.
Yeah, a few minutes here.
Okay. We had people know that I had a Susie Welch on talking about veganism and stuff. We looked into some of the stuff that Susie said. Turns out that I don't agree with some of the stuff she said, and she's now in jail. So I'm just going to warn you out there. You better be careful what you say on this program. But we had Joel and Daniel Salatin on the program. They wanted to rebut some of the stuff
Thursday,
that she said
last week.
According to what we got from somebody in Minnesota, Callan Heppner, he says, Eric, I think I listened to your brief interview with Joel and Daniel Salatin. These are the folks who we had on to help see the other side of our friend Susie Welch, right? Because she made some points I agreed with and some I didn't. this person in Minnesota, Callan Heppner, writes, while Mr. Salatin has been very influential and helpful to large numbers of small-scale sustainable farmers, his ideas on life, sacrifice for life, and elevating the killing and butchering of beef cattle as an honorable spiritual sacrifice are cuckoo for your typical farmer. And the carrots and tomatoes, whoa. Yeah, if you listen to the program, you will see that that the Salatins, they went some weird territory. I think they felt weird because they know that I work for VeggieTales, and they wanted to be polite to the vegetables, which we know are people too. So maybe that's what it was about.
Could have been
that. Yeah. This person writes in the email, God created animals and he cares for them. God created us and he cares for us. But we are the only creation made in his image, in his likeness. We are his children, not animals. So I think it's extremely far-fetched to think animals are equal on this earth or eternally. Well, I totally agree with that.
And I don't know if the Salatins were saying
that. We don't mean to confuse the listeners, but we'll be talking more to a lot of you who have written to us on the subject. And you know, here's a good chance. You know who doesn't advertise on this program? Turner Classic Movies. And I'm still happy to say, if you do not watch Turner Classic Movies, you're missing something. Yeah. Half the movies have like a biblical worldview. I just watched a couple of John Ford movies, Ford Apache, movies.
Yeah.
Instead of watching like news talk stuff all the time, all this annoying stuff that's depressing, watch a beautiful movie on Turner Classic Movies. I mean, honestly, the John Ford movies they played this last week are so spectacular. We're gonna come right back talking to Lori McCreary. Stick around.
Easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Have you heard the lie that America's public schools are God-free zones? Do you hear Americans who lament that God, religion, and morals are not allowed in our schools? Politicians and the media have twisted the phrase separation of church and state, insisting that God is not allowed in our schools, but that just is not true. Student prayer was never removed from schools, and the Department of Education's guidelines state that students may pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith as long as it's student-initiated, voluntary, and non-disruptive. But public school students are routinely told not to pray, write about their faith, or even speak the phrase Merry Christmas. Learn more at AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. Download our video and educational materials to share with your family, friends, and public school administrators. Please consider contacting or supporting this nonprofit religious freedom movement so that we may preserve America's religious heritage. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to get involved and support our fight for freedom of religion. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor. Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was finishing undergrad and got credit cards because I couldn't work full-time. So that started the credit card journey for me.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
And then when I got married, we combined our credit card debt, and it became impossible to pay off on our own. At that point, I was like, I don't know where to turn. And then I found Trinity.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief. I mean, in a matter of 3 years, we've already paid down $20,000 in credit card debt, which is huge.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that love me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
Hey there, folks. I really would like to listen to the Eagles, but I've got a radio show to do or TV program, depending on your point of view. You may remember some months ago. It's actually more than that now. I interviewed Morgan Freeman. You can see it on my whatever YouTube channel or something like that. He was doing something called The Story of God on National Geographic. And I asked him some tough questions. He went back. He did his homework, and he's back in the studio to answer my questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Morgan Freeman. Whoa, hey, you're not.
Hello.
Lori, you said you could deliver Freeman to this desk. What happened?
He sent an emissary.
What happened? Is he filming Driving Miss Daisy 2, Electric Boogaloo? What's his big excuse? These guys always have some big excuse. Lori, I'm very hurt. But since we're new friends, I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
I'm going to let it go. The good news is you're an executive producer on this program, and you know way more about God than Morgan Freeman. So I think I dodged a bullet.
Well, I do know Morgan Freeman as well, so that helps.
Oh, I know you know Morgan Freeman. But I had so much fun the last time just because people like Morgan don't expect the interview to be a jerk. Like I often, that's my love language, is like teasing people. And so we were talking there, and I think, you know, all these people come in, they're very respectful, you know, Mr. Freeman, but and I come in and I'm thinking, like, I've got to, in order to let him know that I like him, I've got to tease him. So I asked him stupid questions. So I'm not going to do that to you, Lori.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to do that to you. So let's cut to the chase because I can't shut up. Tell us about what the whole thing is, because maybe people didn't even see the first one, The Story of God. What is it?
Well, The Story of God is a show that explores all different kinds of religions. And it started out really as a question that Morgan and I had some years ago. We were at the Hagia Sophia in Istanbul,
Excuse me, it's called Constantinople.
Okay, sorry.
I'm Greek. Don't, please.
In Constantinople.
Can we edit that out? No, you can't. Greeks have a thing about
it's
that.
It's Istanbul
you,
to
you
me.
Know that, right?
Yes, I do. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Go ahead.
In Istanbul.
Yeah, whatever.
And we were standing in this. Have you been there? It's this amazing place that used to be a church. And then
Hagia Sophia, for those who don't know Greek, means Saint Sophia. And it is it like the biggest church in, you know, apart from St. Peter's
world,
or whatever? It's like
it's
one of the greatest
extraordinary.
Things. But it's old, too.
Very
it's like 500
old.
Years old, right?
Morgan and
or
I
more.
Were, yeah, we were being taken through, and we saw these beautiful mosaics on the ceiling. And there were depictions of what I registered as Jesus and the disciples, Mary and Jesus ascending. And
yeah.
I turned to the docent, and I said, oh, when this was a mosque, were those covered over? And he said, no. The story of Jesus is part of our tradition.
Right.
And I turned to Morgan, who's very scholarly, and said, did you know that? He said, no, did you? And I thought I was fairly scholarly.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So we thought, wow, if we don't know these kind of connections that we have, especially from the Abrahamic religions,
right.
maybe more of the world doesn't. And that's why we decided to do this show.
I see. So then you really are an executive producer type.
I am.
Who lives in the Hollywood world.
A producer.
But you're also a woman of faith.
I am.
Okay. So whenever I see CNN or National Geographic doing something on faith, I realize that, you know, they kind of have an obligation to talk about all kinds of faith and whatever. And I always want to say to my audience that you have to contextualize things, right? Mm-hmm. You have to understand that just because somebody's doing that doesn't mean they believe all faiths are equal. They just want to be respectful and to let people understand, because I know that you're a person of faith. You don't believe like all faiths are equal, but you're respectful.
Yeah, I'm respectful, and I also believe that Jesus called us to love one another. And how do we love one another? We love one another by getting to know each other. And one of the ends to relationship with people is, what do they believe? Why do they think they're here? Where do they think they're going? And if you can engage at that level of relationship with people, mm-hmm. then I think that you can find a way to love them, to reach across the aisle and love them.
I like this. I think that it is important, because, you know, we're living in divided times. And it's a funny thing, too, because like when we were kids growing up, we didn't have we didn't think of Muslim terrorism in the way we do today. And so it didn't become this, you know, the boogeyman. Like mm-hmm. it was just very different.
Yeah.
And you had people like Nasser in I always forget where he was in Egypt, you know, but they're talking about a kind of a pan-Arabism, and it was almost like a secular version. Whereas today, we've seen a lot of radical Islam, and so we forget that not everyone who is Muslim is not like that,
exactly.
You know. And so it's an interesting thing. So when you go to a place like Hagia Sophia, I mean, it must be extraordinary to be there. I can't imagine. I want to go there.
It's inspiring. One of the things that we have access to with this show, not only because of National Geographic, but because of Morgan, is that we're allowed to go into places and see things like the Crown of Thorns.
Because he's Morgan Freeman.
Because he's Morgan Freeman. And for some reason, he has that ability. You met him. That ability to kind of just, even if you're kidding and joking around with him.
He's a nice guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
So people open up with him.
He's actually a good guy. He's not faking it like all the other good guys. He's actually a good guy. Well, so tell us, I mean, so this is going to air on National Geographic, and how long is it? Is it a series?
It's the third season of the series.
Oh, wow.
The first season was the most watched series on National Geographic. So,
what?
Yes. So we have a high competition for ourselves.
Yeah.
And there's six episodes, Visions of God, Searching for the Devil. There's a lot of God's Among Us. There's a lot of really great, interesting, I think, explorations. And what we do in this season versus the first season is we're really going and talking to people as they're experiencing their faith, in either in a ceremony or just personally, and we're talking one-on-one with people.
Right. Now, in CNN did a God thing, and they had Reza Aslan sort of exploring different religions, and he did, like, to me as a Christian, it's just so horrifying, I can't get over it. He went to some bizarre sect. It wasn't even like a normal Buddhist. He went to some sect where they're cannibals. And you didn't hear about this? This is not a joke. This was like truly sick and shocking. And he's with somebody who's like kind of like a madman. In other words, it's almost like it was like for TV, like let's find the craziest adherent of this thing.
Mm.
And they sort of char little pieces of human brains. And then he kind of said, oh, you know, you've got to eat this. So he ate this on TV. And I thought, this has to be a first, like to get ratings on CNN. You know, like we can't just talk about God. We have to have something really bizarre. So I'm only bringing that up just to get you on your word. There's no cannibalism in the series?
There is none.
Okay.
There is none. What we try to do is we really try to find the people of faith around the world that are doing extraordinary things. And by extraordinary, I don't mean being
nothing
cannibalistic.
Like that. Thank
no.
you. Yeah. But who are we to judge? Right.
Well, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And Morgan joins in some of these things, but I was really inspired because there's so many people of faith around the world that believe in God that are serving their fellow man in ways that inspired me, because, you know, I'm human and not always
right
in the
servant
mode. Well,
one of the things that's so interesting, anyone who's read C.S. Lewis gets this, but in the book The Horse and His Boy, he's talking to this Calamine, which is kind of like a Muslim, right? But this Calamine, this Muslim, in his heart is worshiping Aslan, right? And so it's just a fascinating thing, because the Bible says that God looks on the heart.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't look at the statement of faith on the website of your church.
Mm-hmm.
He looks at your heart. So it is interesting that I think, and some people will think this is pure heresy, but I think when we get to heaven, we're going to find people who were following God in their hearts who weren't necessarily part of the Christian faith. And that this doesn't mean I consider all faiths equal, but I just think it's important to be somewhat open-minded about that, because sometimes you see things and they are beautiful and it speaks to you of God. And my attitude is, if it speaks of God, it probably is God. Mm. It's just that maybe the person doesn't know God's name.
Perhaps. And I think you're right. And I think who are we to judge somebody else? We should be looking at ourselves. I think God told us.
I wish Albin were here to hear that, because he is the most judgmental son of a gun. Where is he? He's probably judging somebody in the other room. How did you get into producing? I'm always curious about people's biographies. Mm. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Northern California, very small town. Only thing that was available was the local theater and water skiing. And so I water skied a lot, and my mom put us in theater when I was 8 years old. So I grew up telling stories. It was kind of my life. We did six plays a year since I was 8 years old. And I loved going into a theater with an audience. Sometimes it was, you know, children's theater, so sometimes it was 20 people,
yeah.
20 or 200, and the lights going down and people, the lights coming up at the end of the story, being transformed. In fact, we started Resurrection Theater, which was a Christian theater, when I was in ninth grade, and we tried to tell, our first play was the Book of Job.
What?
Yes.
Oh, stop.
People fell asleep. Because it was
Book
so
of
long.
Okay, we're going to go to a break here. When we come back, I'm going to try to unravel this knot that has just been presented to me. Oh, my gosh, the thought of it. We'll be right back to the Erica Taxi Show, talking to Lori McCreary, The Story of God with Morgan Freeman on National Geographic.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says that all options are open when dealing with the crisis in Venezuela. Mr. Trump, standing with the president of Brazil in a White House news conference, suggests that the U.S. could impose a lot tougher sanctions on the Nicolas Maduro regime if needed. Newly released documents show the FBI was investigating President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for nearly a year before agents raided his home and office. The European Union's Brexit negotiator says British Prime Minister Theresa May must explain to EU leaders this week exactly why she wants an extension to the Brexit deadline beyond March 29th. Most investors seem reassured that the Fed will continue to hold off on raising rates when it wraps up its meeting tomorrow. However, stocks are now mixed. The Dow is down 40 points. The NASDAQ is up 2. This is SRN News.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. Getethos.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I really just want to keep listening to Supertramp. Is that just me? Maybe. But I can't keep listening to Supertramp because I've got a wonderful guest in the studio, Lori McCree. Just a joy to have you back here. And we're talking about all kinds of stuff. And first of all, do you like Supertramp? You have to admit that you're probably not going to hear that as bumper music on other programs.
Never. I have not heard it yet. This
okay,
first
good,
time.
Good. You were talking about your background. I'm always fascinated with people's stories, but you're saying that you grew up as a Christian in this town and that you were putting on productions as a kid, including one of the funniest things I've ever heard, a dramatic edition of the Book of Job. Whose idea was that, Lori?
It could have been mine. It was probably one of my friends. We thought there were such important stories in the Bible that if we could do Shakespeare at eighth grade, maybe we could figure out how to tell the stories of the Bible in ninth
grade. I think you need to have the literary talent of Shakespeare to do – like you think that he could probably pull it off. Maybe it wouldn't be his best play. It might be, but we don't know. But that's – like how do you dramatize that?
Well, it was a long play. I think it clocked in about 2.5 hours, and we did it in the round in our local park, so it was outdoors. It was a hit.
You did it in the round, and how did you get into producing? You've been a Christian your whole life.
I've been a Christian my whole life. Rededicated my life in high school. I dated a preacher's kid who took me. I grew up in the Presbyterian and Congregational churches. My mom was a lay pastor. My dad was a deacon. And then I kind of had this thing happen when I was in high school where I went to my boyfriend's father's church. And it was a very small community church, non-denominational, and they had a collection plate in the back. And you put money in to if you had money.
Yeah.
And if you needed money, you took it out. It was 50 families. All very kind of blue-collar families. It was the first time that I saw a first-century church in living, and I was in. I was all in.
Isn't that – it's interesting. When you see the real thing, you can't help but notice this is, I didn't know that this existed.
Yeah.
So how do you become a producer? You know, because people who aren't producers just think like, wow, Hollywood producer doing – you've done feature films. Mm-hmm. I mean, tell, you know, for the folks who are listening, what are some of the films that – you have worked on that we might know?
But the one I'm the most proud of is called Invictus, which was the story of Nelson Mandela in the 1994 Rugby World Cup.
Oh, I forgot. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That was a long journey.
Yeah.
10 years in the making.
Yeah.
And I had the pleasure of meeting Madiba, Nelson Mandela, on many occasions. And it was life-changing over my career. And when I finished that, when we finished Invictus and it came out and I kind of had one of those crises of careers where, okay, now what? Because I'd been working to do this for so long.
Right.
And shortly thereafter, the idea for this series, The Story of God, came. So I felt newly invigorated.
Right. Wow, that's huge to make a film like that to get to meet Nelson Mandela. Mm. Now, I didn't realize he was a Christian until some years ago at some point. Mm-hmm. I realized that because his ability to forgive it's superhuman. Genuinely speaking, human beings don't have the ability to do that without God.
Not on our own.
And he knew that this was the right thing to do.
He did. He was an incredible human being. And, you know, to a person, I don't think I've met anyone who I have more respect for and see in action, faith in action every day.
Wow. Well, that's a big place to start. So then you have to go Slowing with Morgan Freeman. That's got to hurt. That's got to hurt, folks. That's just hilarious. So the series that we're talking about, what do people have to look forward to in season 3, which is starting? I don't remember. Do you have a date? What's the date?
It premiered on the 5th of March. The second,
okay, so just,
second episode
it's just
is
out.
The 12th
okay.
of March.
Okay.
And it'll go on for 4 more weeks.
So. Yeah. And what do you cover in season 3?
We cover a lot of really amazing things. Morgan meets a goddess on Earth, the Kumari.
What?
Yes, the Kumari.
Does she think she's all that?
Well, the current one I think is 3 or 4 years old, and they are chosen at that age, and then when they reach puberty, they find the next living goddess on Earth.
Right. And what religion is this, where
this
they believe in goddesses?
This is in Nepal.
In Nepal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a certain sect of Buddhism, or what is it?
Hinduism, I believe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hinduism. Yeah?
And Morgan, one of the big things with the Kumari is that they're not when you meet them, they have no expression. And if they have an expression, it can sometimes mean a bad thing. And so Morgan was quite nervous about meeting her, this
right.
young girl, because
right.
he didn't know if she'd ever met a person of his color before.
Right.
So he was literally afraid when he walked in that she might either crack a smile or be afraid
right.
and that something bad was going to happen.
And how old is this kid?
I think the one he met was four.
Four. Imagine being nervous meeting a four-year-old. What a concept.
Mm.
A four-year-old who's been told that she's a goddess. No pressure. You're a goddess, okay? Your friend's getting straight A's, but you're a goddess.
Mm.
So you need to do better. Seriously, like, it's very hard for us.
She kept her expression.
Her composure.
She did. And then Morgan met someone who was, I think, 14 or 15, so she had just come out of being the Kumari. And she was somewhat just like a normal girl. She was with her friends, and then Morgan spoke to her. So that was interesting. Another one was we met the Vatican's top exorcist.
We're going to be right back, and I want to ask you about that. I'm very interested in this subject. People who listen to this program know that. Folks, we're talking to Lori McCreary. The Story of God with Morgan Freeman is on National Geographic right now. Be right back.
Everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I decided I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
Share, like, comment, tweet. Are these foreign terms to your business? They may not be to your competition and the reason you're losing sales. Social media marketing is on the verge of dominating commerce. The right social media strategy can help you slay the competition and gain new customers. We're Salem Surround. We take the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Your competition is already social. Catch them and surpass them. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggest methods that could dramatically increase your sales. We know how to make every digital dollar count towards sales success. Now there are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI.
Learn more by logging on to SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
What if every Christian discovered that their favorite hero of the faith held to some false and even shocking views? In his new book, Regrace, best-selling author Frank Viola uncovers some of the shocking beliefs held by faith giants like Luther, Augustine, and C.S. Lewis. He challenges us all to engage with fellow believers more graciously, even when we disagree. Regrace is available now, wherever books are sold.
On April 5th, don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better if you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And then you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters April 5th.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas. If you know My Pillow, you already know how effective it is. On this program, we joke half seriously that it is the official pillow of Rip Van Winkle. Mike Lindell dedicated himself to inventing a pillow that works, that's effective. It's not a joke. I mean, if you know his story, we've interviewed him on the program. It's an amazing story, right? Okay, well, if you're looking for a great night's sleep right now, is the perfect time to get your first MyPillow. By the way, if you already know how great it is, you can get them for everybody you know. But I say that because right now on this program, to my listeners, there is a special offer, a four-pack offer that includes two premium MyPillows with two go-anywhere pillows plus free shipping. You have to call 800-978-3057 and use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Eric or Metaxas, or call 800-978-3057. Do it now. Show. We're talking about the story of God on National Geographic with one of the producers, the executive producer, Lori McCreary. Lori, you just said that in this season, you and Morgan got to meet, Morgan Freeman got to meet, is it Morgan Freeman or Morgan Fairchild?
Freeman.
It's Freeman?
Freeman.
All right. I just want to check. So you're telling me that you got to meet the top exorcist at the Vatican?
Which is very hard to get access to him. We didn't know that when we first tried. And when he, again, heard that it was National Geographic, we sent him the first season so he could see how we
You guys are legit.
With. And, he met with us, and it was extraordinary. A lot of times I had the hair standing on the back of my arms.
I don't want to miss that. I'm very interested in this because I know we're both Christians. We believe in there's a real spiritual realm. And then the question is, what about the spiritual realm? Some people think, hey, it's all good. It's like, no, it's not all good. Some of it is called evil. And the evil part is real. And as a Christian, I believe, like, because of Jesus, I can deal with that. I'm not afraid. So when you're dealing with a Vatican exorcist, these are people who have seen the real thing. I know people who've done this stuff, but so what did he share with you?
Well, he shared with us that he sees about between 5 and 10 very big cases a week. And the thing that was most, I think, disturbing to me is Morgan asked him, how do you know that these people are possessed or they just have something going on with their brain that they're just not right and they're just ill.
Right.
And he
good
said,
question. Yeah.
And he said basically he has a few tests. He feels it in his spirit, but he also, they often speak dead languages, Coptic, and he has translators there, this exorcist. But he said when he really knows is when he's thinking of a question and the demon through the person answers the question, he's only thinking in his head. And that to me just, I had to walk away for a few minutes because
yeah, well, the dead languages is also incredibly creepy. Mm-hmm. And, it's interesting because part of the reason that I'm open to other faiths, to talking about them, to talking to you about this, is because I think people need to understand there's a spiritual reality. Now, the question is only, what is that spiritual reality? And I would say that, you know, I don't know who's listening right now, but, you know, this stuff is real. Like, hell is real. Demons are real. It's not all good. And if you're foolish enough to think it's all good, you know, you'll find out it's not all good. Mm. And I think that people need to think about this. And if it means, you know, doing research, looking into other religions, what they believe, because I believe that what I believe is true. And I've seen experiences like what you just said. I know people who have dealt with the demonic and how only the name of Jesus has the power over these really sick, dark demonic forces. And as somebody like a Vatican exorcist, he sees this literally all day.
All the time. And he basically says the one thing that when he's looking for people to join his team is that they need to have courage, because that's the biggest thing. He has to steel himself up. And before, I'm sure when we all visit either different places or especially when we're in the spiritual realm, I cover myself in prayer because I was nervous before I went up there, and we need protection when we're in those kind of situations.
That is very real. And again, I think that, you know, I'm way past trying to convince a, you know, scientistic materialist that there's a spirit realm. I mean, it seems most people in the world already know that. But then the question is, what about it? And I think it's almost like a mafia thing. Like if some demon is has some power over you, you go to a witch doctor who finds a higher demon to kind of get that demon off your back. Mm-hmm. And then when these people realize, oh, there's a God who loves me who can get all of these demons off my back, you know, you start realizing there's a reality here. We're not teaching it in the public schools, but there is a reality.
There is a reality. And we have a gentleman who's a scientist, and we couldn't show his face or give his name because he's still in the world consulting as a scientist.
Right, right.
And he was the victim of demonic possession. He didn't know it. He just said, I was dead inside. I went to all the normal Western doctors, everything. I couldn't figure it out. He grew up Catholic. He said he got the book of prayers and he found a prayer for exorcising spirits. And he was walking down the street and he started saying this prayer and he literally fell on his face. And then he found an exorcist who came and he's better now. He's fine now. He feels. He can love. And he's a scientist.
Well, so. I was going to say, like, you know, God invented science. People act like there's a problem between science. And it's like, no, there's only a problem with certain scientists who don't understand that there are limits to science. You know, you can't look beyond this world with science. But what you just said, it's a reality. Like, here you have a scientist who doesn't even know if he believes this, but mm-hmm. in desperation, he does something.
The name of Jesus threw him to the ground. That's what happened.
This is, I mean, I dare anybody, and I know, who knows who's listening, but I dare you, if you cannot say Jesus is Lord, if you cannot say those words, Jesus is Lord, you know, you should be concerned because that's the litmus test. Mm. If you want to know if this is demonic presence or whatever, if you can't say Jesus is Lord, then, you know, you might want to go find, you know, a church where they believe in this crazy stuff, like your church or my church, you know, like a place where they have some experience with this, because some of this is really dark.
Mm-hmm.
So what else did this exorcist, we just have a minute or so left, but I mean, it's just fascinating that you got in to talk to him.
Oh, he's interesting. I mean, he also said that he brought in doctors and also psychologists to help with these people, and that it wasn't just a one-time thing. They would come in, and the next week they might come in. They might come in 100 times, because once one set of demons get released, more come in, and so it's a process.
Yeah. I have a friend named Ken Fish. He's been on the show many times, and he has a deliverance ministry, which is another word for exorcism, and it really can be a long process, and I'm, you know, naturally impatient, so I don't think I'd make a good exorcist. I'd be like, come on.
Get out already.
But it really is... it's kind of like an operation. Like you go in and you find cancer and you're like, okay, we're not going to be able to get it all right now. Like the patient's not strong enough. Mm. So we're going to do this. And then we're going to get you strong again. And then we're going to come back. It's just like that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So when does that air, that episode?
That I think aired. On
you think
March
that aired?
5th. I think it aired on March 5th.
Now, is it possible to get this stuff online at some point?
Online on Nat Geo, and then ultimately it'll be on other streaming services.
Okay. Well, we're out of time. Lori McCreary, thank you so much for, you know, living out your faith in Hollywood.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on this program.
Thank you, Eric.
All right.
Nice to talk to you.
I remember feeling so desperate and so trapped. I was surrounded by family and friends that loved me. Any one of them would have listened to me, but I was so afraid of opening up to them, too embarrassed to talk about what was causing me so much pain. It felt like torture to be so close to people that would have loved to help me and yet too embarrassed to ask for help. And then a few weeks ago, I heard about Faithful Counseling here on the radio. Christian counselors, fellow believers, trusted therapists who not only share my faith, but could actually help me. They want to give you a free week so you can try them out. You can begin a conversation by text or phone, even video conferencing, in the privacy of your own home. Why not give it a try? If it's not for you, cancel during your first week and you won't pay a dime. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's time to talk to someone who can help. Go now to tryfaithfulcounseling.com. It's so easy to get started, and your first week is free. Go to tryfaithfulcounseling.com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Supreme Court majority has sided with the Trump administration in an immigration case.
The 5-4 decision was along ideological lines on a case about the detention of non-citizens who have committed a broad range of crimes that make them deportable. A 1966 federal immigration law stipulates the conditions of arrest and detainment until an immigration court decides whether someone in such a circumstance should be deported. The majority sided with the Obama and Trump administration positions that such immigrants are not entitled to a hearing where they can argue for their release, regardless of whether they're arrested immediately or arrested at a longer time afterward. The ACLU, undeterred by the court's ruling, says it will lobby Congress to change the law. George Bonzani reporting.
And President Trump, speaking at a White House press conference with Brazil's President Bolsonaro, affirmed mutual support to eradicate socialism in the Western Hemisphere. This is SRN News.
Mortgages. Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage. 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612. And MLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 800-815-4802, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. Dial 800-815-4802. That's 800-815-4802. Make the cash call today. That's 800-815-4802.
By the way, great program today. I want to say, Albin, for the folks, before we get into our fun stuff, people who are listening right now, many of you have given to Food for the Poor.
Yes.
Okay. It's important for me to say this at least once a day, that if you listen to this program, our values, that's those of us who are here on this side of the microphone, Albin and mine, and those of us at Salem, are really the values of a lot of people who listen. And I want to, if they're not your values, I want to convince you, or at least try to convince you, that those of us who've been blessed need to think about how we can be a blessing to some who are less blessed. Now, we all have different religious views and so on and so forth, but most of us agree that in the United States and in the West in general, we're wealthy compared to the rest of the world. There are places like Haiti, for example, where Food for the Poor is working, where the level of poverty is just about incomprehensible to us. And so a little bit of our money goes very, very far in a place like Haiti. There is a real humanitarian crisis right now. You never hear about it in the news. You hear about it on this program. But I'm here to tell you, just because they don't talk about it on the news, if they brought cameras there and you saw what's going on, you'd be horrified. But they don't do that. They talk about whatever they talk about. So on this program, I want to at least talk about what's going on in Haiti and tell you that children are starving and that Food for the Poor is the organization most effective, very effective, in reaching out to those who are suffering. Food for the Poor has so many people who know how to work the system, who know how to figure out who is starving, what kids don't look healthy, and they go to their homes and they try to figure out, is this a family that needs our help? They're very good at that, okay? So your money's not wasted, but it's incumbent on us to do what we can. So some people can only give a little bit. It doesn't matter. We know Jesus talks about the widow's mite. Right. You give what you can or what you'd like to give. But I want everybody to think about giving something. It's part of who we are as a radio program. We're not just about it being entertaining or talking about controversies. This is about doing something good. Food for the Poor does so much good. It's why we partner with them. We have vetted them. This is not just some organization. It's an organization we at Salem Media have worked with before. And we work with them now because when there's a humanitarian crisis in a place like Haiti, you want to go with the best. So I'm asking you, if you haven't yet done it, go to MetaxasTalk.com. That's our website. And give something. You'll feel great if you just give a little bit. You'll feel wonderful. I want to encourage you to do that. We have a clip, I think. Let's play that clip. Here we go.
I really feel that it should tug on everyone's heartstrings. Personally, I've been donating $20 a month.
I'm on disability and my husband's passed and I don't have tons of extra money. But you know what? If somebody can go out to McDonald's and grab a meal, that's at least $5 right there. You know, if you do $5 a month for 12 months, that's $60. And if you can do $10 for 12 months, that's $120. We are God's hands and feet, and that's how God works.
All right. Well, that's a perfect explanation of what I was just saying. Every one of us can do something. And really, it's the right thing to do. Now, I'm not telling you have to give to Food for the Poor. Maybe you have somebody else that you give to. But I just want to encourage you, if you have a little bit spare change or you have something, Food for the Poor is an organization we really believe in. I'll give you the phone number in a second. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, everything is there. But you can also call 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE, 844-863-HOPE. This is just this month that we're doing it, so please step up today if you would, 844-863-HOPE. We are so grateful to you. Thank you for enjoying this program with us. Thank you for your emails. And if you can call it, 844-863-HOPE, we're very grateful to you. God bless you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.